みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
Peter here, onomatopoeia lesson number 24. What does androgyny sound like in Japanese?
Naomi です。こんにちは。Hi everyone, this is Naomi.
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com's onomatopoeia series. In this series, we're exploring the world of Japanese onomatopoeia.
There are two types of Japanese onomatopoeia, Gyongo and Gitaigo.
Gyongo are the true onomatopoeia that mimic sounds like our English onomatopoeia.
Such as pachi 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 pachi.
The sound of applause or clapping.
Hiu hiu.
The sound of whistling.
As in, 風がヒューヒュー吹いている.
The wind is whistling. Gitaigo, on the other hand, describe a situation, feeling, or state using sound.
For example, apple pie の外はサクサク、中はトロッとしている.
The apple pie was crispy on the outside.And the inside was hot and thick. We hope you'll join us on this enjoyable ride into the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia. Without further ado, let's get on with the lesson. We'll be introducing onomatopoeia in situations with an upper beginner, lower intermediate level dialogue. So, Naomi-sensei, what are we going to learn in this lesson?
今日は人の見かけですね。見かけ means appearance.
So in this lesson, you'll learn how to describe someone's appearance. The conversations between...
二人の女の子と一人の男の子です。
Two girls and a boy.
多分高校生ですね。
They're probably high school students. Now, where does this conversation take place?
学校。
At school.
葵さんが好きなミュージシャンの雑誌を見ています。
葵、one of the girls, is reading a magazine about her favorite musician.
優香さんが葵さんに話しかけています。
And Yuka, the other girl, talks to Aoi.
はい。
Listen for what kind of music Aoi likes. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Aoi ってビジュアル系好きなの?
うん、大好き。みんな綺麗でスラッとしてて、見てこの写真、素敵じゃない?
これ男?ガリガリじゃない。なに?このツルツルの肌、サラサラの髪。女の子みたい。私はもっとがっちりした人が好きだな。
なになに?見せて見せて。顔は可愛いけど、いまいち。俺はもう少しぽっちゃりした子の方がいいな。
これ、男の人だよ。
マジ?男?でも男はこんがり焼けた肌にムキムキがいいでしょ。見る?俺の筋肉。
結構です。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
葵ってビジュアル系好きなの。
うん。大好き。みんな、綺麗で、スラッとしてて。見て、この写真、素敵じゃない?
これ、男?ガリガリじゃない。何?この、ツルツルの肌。サラサラの髪、女の子みたい。私はもっとがっちりした人が好きだな。
何、何、見せて、見せて。顔は可愛いけど、いまいち。俺はもう少しぽっちゃりした子の方が いいな。
これ、男の人だよ。
マジ？男？でも、男は、こんがり焼けた肌に、ムキムキがいいでしょ。見る？俺の筋肉。
結構です。
今度は英語が入ります。
葵ってビジュアル系好きなの？
葵、do you like visual K?
うん、大好き。
Yeah, I love it.
みんな綺麗でスラッとしてて。
And visual K, they're also pretty and slender.
見てこの写真、素敵じゃない？
Here, look at this picture. Isn't it great?
これ男？ガリガリじゃない。
Huh? This is a guy? He's so scrawny.
何？このツルツルの肌、サラサラの髪。女の子みたい。
And what's with the smooth skin and silky hair? He looks like a girl.
私はもっとがっちりした人が好きだな。
Me personally, I prefer more muscular men.
何何？見せて見せて。
What? Let me see, let me see.
顔は可愛いけど、いまいち。
Cute face, but otherwise, could be better.
俺はもう少しぽっちゃりした子の方がいいな。
I like girls with a little more meat on them.
これ、男の人だよ。
This is a guy, you know.
マジ？男？
What? You're serious? A guy?
でも、男はこんがり焼けた肌にムキムキがいいでしょ。
But guys are better with a nice tan and some muscle.
見る？俺の筋肉。
Here, wanna check out my muscles?
結構です。
No thanks.
ピーターさん、ビジュアル系って知ってます？
Have you ever heard the word? ビジュアル系？
いやー、ちょっと聞いたことないです。I haven't heard it.
あ、そうですか。あの、K というのは、suffix ですよね。
So, K is a suffix. Genre or type.
ビジュアルっていうのは、visual ですね。ビジュアル系というのは、日本の音楽の一つのスタイルです。ビジュアル系バンドはたくさんあります。多分一番有名なのは、X Japan ですね。
So, visual K is a style of Japanese music.There are lots of bands that call themselves Visual K, but the most famous one is X Japan. Ah.
有名でしょ？知ってる？
有名ですね。I remember. 覚えています。ヒデさん。
ああ、そうそうそう。
So, what kind of music do they play?
ハードロックとか、ヘビメタとか、まあ、いろいろみたいですね。あの、基本は男の人のバンドなんですけど、みんなお化粧して、変わった髪型をして、とても派手な洋服を着ています。
So, the genres are varied. Kind of like hard rock, heavy metal, and so on.、Visual K is characterized by unique makeup, hairstyles, and elaborate costumes. But one thing to remember is that they're all men.
なんか、アメリカのバンドのキスから影響を受けたって聞きました。
So, it's said that they're inspired by the American band Kiss. Kind of seems maybe something like a glam band.
Glam band?
Yeah.So, elaborate costumes and makeup, it's kind of incorporated into the act.
なるほど。
So, Visual K seemed to have peaked in popularity in the late 90s?
そうですね。
Okay, back to the onomatopoeia. First, we'll introduce some onomatopoeia that describe body type. Naomi-sensei, what do we have in the dialogue?
これ、男？ガリガリじゃない。
The translation is, this is a guy, he's so scrawny.So, the first onomatopoeia is?
ガリガリ。
Scrawny, skinny, skin and bones. This basically means thin, but it usually carries negative connotation. So, words like scrawny and skinny are quite close.
Here's a sample sentence. ピーターはガリガリでないけれど、細い。
お優しいですね。You're very nice. So, the translation is, Peter is not scrawny, but he's thin.
But you're pretty much close to ガリガリね。
That's right. And, Naomi-sensei, garigari の反対は何ですか?
Garigari の反対は…
Maybe, puyo puyo?
Puyo puyo, ne? Yeah, it could be.
There's no other meaning to it. And,
どういう意味だろう? What does it mean?
There's also a positive onomatopoeia, which also means thin.
Right. スラッとしている。
Slim, slender. Surari is the variant form. Suratto or surari describes someone who is tall and thin and has a positive connotation.
そうですね。ガリガリ has a pretty negative connotation. So if you don't want to upset anyone, we recommend that you use suratto or ほっそり instead. So, モデルはスラッとして背が高い。
Models are tall and thin.
Yeah, if you don't like models, of course you could say,モデルはガリガリだ。In the dialogue, Isamu, the guy said, 俺はもう少しぽっちゃりした子の方がいいな。
I like girls with a little more meat on them.
ぽっちゃり is the onomatopoeia.
Chubby, plump. Pochatto is the variant form. Since ぽっちゃり or pochatto has a softer connotation than 太ってる
fat.
So they're sometimes used as a euphemism.
Generally speaking,ぽっちゃり is not offensive, usually.
ぽっちゃり直美先生。
ショック。
Alright, how do you say muscular?
がっちりしている。In the dialogue, Yuka said, 私はもっとがっちりした人が好きだな。
Me personally, I prefer more muscular men.
You can also use ムキムキ, as in 筋肉ムキムキ。
Muscular, brawny. This means someone is meaty and has big muscles.
I think it's a relatively new onomatopoeia. So when you talk to elderly people, please be careful because they might not understand this phrase.
Okay, next we have a pretty offensive word. And this word is, I've heard it quite a few times, debu.
そうですね、debu. It's a pretty strong word, but I also have to say it's a pretty common expression.
So, debu is a strong and kind of somewhat rude word、and means fat.
そうですね。
I don't think it means chubby because, like, it's a little one rank above chubby. Chubby's kind of cute.
Yeah.
For me, like, when I hear debu, it means just fat. Or, like, it's intended to mean that.、So, even if I said it, like, about someone who's not that fat, it's kind of said with that intention.
そうですね。I don't think people who has common sense would call someone debu in their face, but people call fat cats or fat dogs as debu neko or debu inu.
I've never heard.
Uso! I used it to my friend's cat. Debu neko? Debu neko chan oide?
Now, Naomi-sensei, is this true? I heard that debu comes from the English word double chin. Debu chin.
Ah, double chin, double chin, debu chin, debu. Interesting. I don't think it's true though, because we have the onomatopoeia, debu debu, or deppuri, means very chubby, or fat. According to the dictionary, deppuri has been used since Edo era, so that's way back before English got into Japanese language.
Ah, なるほど。
ダブルチンじゃないんですね。But、double chin becoming debu chin or debu is really good mnemonic.
That's an awesome mnemonic. A device to help you memorize the word better. Debu, double chin. All right. So in this lesson, we introduced onomatopoeia that describe body type. Naomi-sensei, can we just recap onomatopoeia used to express being thin or slim?
はい。ガリガリ、ほっそり、スラッ。
Remember, garigari has a negative connotation, so you have to be careful when using this. And, Naomi-sensei, how about onomatopoeia that describe being muscular or well-built?
がっちり or 筋肉ムキムキ。
And finally, chubby is?
ぽっちゃり、ぽちゃっと。And でっぷり、デブデブ。
デブデブ、actually the onomatopoeia sounds a lot nicer.
Oh, a little cuter.
Right?
I think.
You know, it's kind of like chubby, but like,The straight debu is just so strong.
If somebody calls me like, oh, you're a debu debu, I'll be shocked. So,
which one would hurt more? Ah, debu debu.
I've never called that debu. Way.
My friends are nice enough not to say that word to me.
Okay, and as we explained, deppuri or debu-debu are offensive expressions. So try to avoid using them, or actually avoid using them.
お願いします.
Aoi ってビジュアル系好きなの？
うん、大好き。みんな綺麗でスラッとしてて、見てこの写真、素敵じゃない？
これ男？ガリガリじゃない。なに？このツルツルの肌、サラサラの髪。女の子みたい。私はもっとがっちりした人が好きだな。
なになに？見せて見せて。顔は可愛いけど、いまいち。俺はもう少しぽっちゃりした子の方がいいな。
これ、男の人だよ。
マジ？男？でも、男はこんがり焼けた肌にムキムキがいいでしょ。見る？俺の筋肉。
結構です。